ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Northland's reasonably dry and most areas need rain. There was a tremendous surge of growth a couple of weeks ago, but that has slowed down. Despite last week's downpour and a little more rain this week around Pukekohe, ground conditions dried out sufficiently to allow growers to cultivate soils. As for harvesting mature crops, it is likely to be all on from now as Christmas draws near.
Waikato has better quality pasture now, thankfully, after November's horrible stalky offerings. Farmers have been managing it by making silage and topping. Hopefully, milk production will lift now. November was great in terms of rain. For the first time in more than a year, the region hit its average monthly rainfall. Having said that, parts are still 300 to 400 millimetres down on the year-to-date average. In the Bay of Plenty, kiwi fruit pollination has come to an end. Zespri has released its five-year forecast and prices are looking strong. The global dairy price has lifted too. Kiwi fruit growers are being kept awake at night, wondering whether the industry will have the workforce it needs.
The farmer we called in King Country was weighing milk lambs. The heavy ones were heading straight to the works at about 34 kilograms. Lighter ones are being weaned and their mums shorn. Taumarunui has had a fair bit of rain and, unusually for the district, wind. We're told there's more grass than ever for the time of year, so much that the quality is likely to go off because it can't all be eaten. It's been wild, wet and windy in Taranaki this week. Milk production's down about 5 to 10% on last November, with little energy in the grass because of the wet, dull weather, and some people tight for feed because of delayed silage harvesting. But fine weather arrived at the end of the week, so contractors will be burning the candle, cutting and baling.
A vineyard owner in Gisborne says they're desperate for workers. They've upped their wages, but the lack of worker accommodation is a real problem. It's all hands on deck, running from the office to the vineyard, lifting wires to keep the vine canopies tidy and keeping on top of all the other jobs that need doing, with fewer hands to do the work. Hawke's Bay has had phenomenal growth. Parts of the region have had 200 to 300% of their normal November rainfall. Aquifer levels are improving and farmers are generally a lot happier than they were a month ago. Around Wairoa, some kale crops due to feed stock next winter drowned in the heavy rain and will need to be replanted. With lots of farms understocked because of the drought, there are not enough mouths to eat the bolting grass.
Farmers in Wairarapa are also trying to get their baleage and silage in. Our contact says there hasn't been a decent window of fine weather for 2 or 3 weeks and everything is overmature. Feed quality goes down if you can't get it off in time. His lambs are fetching about $20 to $25 a head less than last year, with last year's exceptional prices a hard act to follow. Unsettled weather has held things up in Manawatū and Rangitike. Weaning's just started. There's an abundance of baleage dotted around the region's paddocks, despite wet weather causing a few silage wagons to get stuck.
Across Cook Strait to the Tasman region, and hop training is nearly complete in Tapawera. The vines, which have stout stems with stiff hairs to aid climbing, are growing up the strings and receiving regular fertiliser and weed control. One grower's very lucky to have the help from 16 RSE workers. They're a Tongan group based at a nearby Motueka apple orchard. A farmer in the Marlborough Sound says they've just come to the end of a brilliant spring with plenty of regular rain. They've been working on road maintenance to a remote sheep yard that needs to have truck and trailer access for weaning in January. Calves are still waiting for marking and there's scrub cutting work to be done.
On the west coast, a Grey Valley dairy farmer says regular showers this week have been a nuisance for people wanting to make baleage. Cows are keeping grass down pretty well, but quality is an issue as some paddocks have gone to seed earlier than usual. After a very cold weekend with lots of rain, the remainder of the week in Canterbury has been dominated by strong nor'west winds. This has put fertiliser application and spraying on hold while farmers wait for the wind to die down. Soil moisture that was really good last weekend is getting stripped with the hot, dry wind.
A lot of diesel is being burnt in South Otago. Crops and grass are going in. People are spraying and getting urea onto paddocks, and quite a bit of silage is being made. Calves are being weaned, drenched and vaccinated. Cows are milking well. It's the same story in Southland, with crops being sown and silage contractors busy. Our contact at Blackmount in the west of the region says there are still a few paddocks that need to dry out before a tractor can go in. He only has a handful of two-year-old beef stock left on the farm. The bulk have gone to the freezing works at an average live weight of 670 kilos.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.